before commencing with the actual charge, I would like to say that I appreciate the demeanor of these two lawyers, one lady, one man, who have appeared here today. This kind of conduct makes my job so very much easier. My duties include presiding over the trial, maintaining the proper atmosphere, ruling on the different items which are offered in evidence, and, of course, ruling on such issues as may require a judgment during the course of the trial. The task I undertake now is the last part of my responsibility, and it involves outlining for you the rules of law which apply in this case and which will guide you in formulating your opinions on this particular case. As far as this courtroom goes, you must understand and appreciate that I am supreme. There are courts of review that exist for correcting me if I have made an error in presenting the law to you. That is their function. It is never the duty of a juror to try and right any error or mistake that any of you may believe I am making in telling you what the law is. Neither is it your place to disagree with the law. Even though you may believe the law is faulty or bad as it is presented to you, it is part of your oath to accept the law as I give it to you and to follow that law. You have an area over which you are supreme also, and that is the area of the facts. I have no right to interfere with anything you may decide as far as the facts go. You must make your decision concerning this case upon the basis of the evidence you have heard and of the exhibits that you have seen submitted here.